Come, Holy Spirit, would you take these words and speak to us through them, I ask, in Jesus' name. Please be seated. John goes to his supervisor's office and he says, "Boss, tomorrow at home we're going to be doing some major house cleaning. And my wife wants me to clean out the garage and the attic, and so I need to take the day off tomorrow." "I'm sorry, John," his boss said. "We're short-staffed, and so you're going to have to work tomorrow." "Thank you, boss," John said. "I knew I could count on you." The wife says to her husband, "You need to do more chores around the house." Her husband says, "Can we just change the subject?" She says, "Okay. More chores around the house need to be done by you." She changed the subject to, well, anyway. My wife works very hard around the house. She does so much in our house, and I'm sure there are times that she might want to say to me, "More chores around the house need to be done by you," but bless her heart, she doesn't say that. And in our gospel lesson, we read about another house. It's the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And Jesus loved to go to the house of Mary and Martha. He loved to be there because he was refreshed there. He was rejuvenated. And it was one of his favorite places to be. And as he goes to that particular house, he's coming to a place that was very near Jerusalem, a place where his enemies were marshaling their forces against him. And so he was in great danger there in Bethany at that time. Bethany was a town that was probably on the southeastern slope of the Mount of Olives, about 2 miles away from Jerusalem, about on the road to Jericho. It was a place where Jesus accomplished a number of things during his life. First of all, he raised Lazarus from the dead in Bethany. He also came to Bethany during the last week of his life. He also was anointed with oil at the home of Simon the leper in Bethany. And then finally, he ascended into heaven nearby Bethany. So Bethany was a very special place in the life and ministry of Jesus. The story that we read today in our gospel lesson is one with which we all can relate. It's the story of Martha doing all the work and Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, seemingly doing nothing. And Martha feels like it's not fair that she has to do all the work while Mary seems to be rewarded for doing nothing. Let's remember what happened. As he entered the village, Jesus came to Martha's home, and Martha was playing the role of a good hostess, as most Jewish women would do back then. She was making sure that the meat was not burned and the gravy was not lumpy and that the silverware was polished and the table was set properly. All the things that a good hostess would do, Martha was doing. By way of contrast, Mary was there sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him talk and to teach. Now, Martha was upset with Mary, not just because she was not helping out in the kitchen, but probably also because Mary was doing something that usually was reserved only for the men. The men would normally be the ones who would be sitting at the feet of the rabbi, listening to him teach. But it may sound kind of sexist for us today in that way, but that's kind of the way things were back then. And Mary didn't seem to understand the gender roles that were involved there. Finally, Martha's goat had been gotten. She walked into the living room and interrupted the conversation. "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." Now, the trouble that some have with this story is that they kind of think that maybe this is an excuse for not doing any work or not doing anything for the church or not serving others. They kind of have this in mind. You know, God really has just called me to worship. That's all I'm supposed to do. I'm just supposed to worship and let everybody else do the work, but I'm called to worship. That sounds kind of noble, but really that is really not scriptural in terms of what all we are called to do. Others have the gift, various gifts that God has given to them. Martha obviously had the gift of hospitality. And we see that reflected in many in our church who have that particular gift. They're more than willing to help out in the kitchen or to help set up for fellowship events or to help serve at funerals and things like that. And serve in various other ways. We saw that demonstrated this past week at our Vacation Bible School, where so many who had the gift of hospitality really were serving during that time. Sometimes there people that are serving in that capacity are very aware of the fact that they're doing all the work and others are not working so hard. It's not fair, they think, to be stuck in the kitchen while others seem to be doing nothing. And that can grow to the point where they might say, I've kind of done my part. I've done my bit. I've done my work for the church, and I'm not going to do any more. I'm out of here. And let somebody else do all the work. And sometimes they might be right in saying those things, because others who could be helping choose not to. But there are others who have other gifts. They may have the gift of prayer or worship or teaching or learning the scriptures or spending time at the feet of Jesus. It can be easy for us to look at someone who does those sorts of things and think, well, they're not really doing much of anything. We might be like the Marthas and say, Lord, don't you care that they've left me to do all the work? Tell them to help me. Jesus might well respond, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but those that spend time with me are really doing something good. One lesson that we can learn from this particular story is to examine our attitude, to examine the reason why we are serving or helping or being hospitable. Is the reason because we want to please Jesus? Are we doing it for Jesus? Are we doing it simply to make ourselves feel better? Service and worship are not mutually exclusive. The story of Mary and Martha shows us that as we love God in His presence, then we are then moved to do service, to do ministry, and to do mission. We can also learn another lesson that do indeed be radical in doing good, just like the Good Samaritan story that appears right before our gospel lesson in the Scripture. But don't take this to mean that you should be scrambling around frantically, overcommitting yourself, and becoming overbusy. We ought to sacrifice and endure hardship, but don't let your service to others distract you from the real reason we are to serve, and that is to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. Serve, but don't be frantic. Sacrifice and go out of your way, but don't neglect devoted times of worship, prayer, and Bible reading. In other words, sitting at the feet of Jesus. The point of seeing these things together here in Luke is that there's enough time for both. Don't let your service turn into frenetic anxiety. With Jesus, there's time to go and do, and there's time to simply sit still and listen at the feet of Jesus. Neither one is more important, but they are both incomplete without the other. There were two lumberjacks who were always in competition about who could cut down the most trees. And one day they decided to settle it once and for all, and they decided to have a competition to see who could actually cut down the most trees. And this was a day in which they were using only axes to cut down trees. And so one lumberjack began to feverishly cut away at trees, and he spent the whole day just continually chopping down trees. The other lumberjack would chop down trees for a while, then he would rest for a while, and then he would chop some more. And by the end of the day, they compared who had the most trees that they had cut down. And it turned out that the one who had taken time to rest cut down more trees than the other lumberjack. And the other lumberjack was just flabbergasted. He couldn't believe it. He said, how could you cut down more trees than me? You took time just to stop every now and then and rest. How could you cut down more trees than I did? And the other lumberjack said, well, when I took time to rest, I also sharpened my axe. There's a time to go and do. There's also a time to sit at the feet of the Master and sharpen our axes. One is incomplete without the other. It's not a question of being either a Mary or a Martha, but determining when we should be one or the other. Jesus echoed this in various places. He said, if you want to be great in my kingdom, learn to be a servant of all. Be a Martha without complaining. He also said, abide in me as I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So be a Mary without neglecting the service of others. It's never a waste of time to spend time in prayer, meditation, Bible reading, and worship at the feet of the Master. It's always a good use of time also to serve others as we are led and directed by the Holy Spirit. William Barclay, the great biblical scholar in Britain, said that there are two great days in the life of every person. Those days are the day we are born and the day we discover why we are born. We are born to sit at the feet of Jesus and discover the glory of His presence, and we are born to actively work for the kingdom here on earth. End quote. I pray that both of those attributes will be something that are a part of our life. It's not an either or, but it's a both and. That's the balance that makes our life whole. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, sometimes we get so busy doing things for you or for others that we think that we're somehow contributing to our own salvation by doing those things. We forget that you've done everything for us by your death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. And yet you call us, Lord, to serve and to help others, but you also call us to sit at your feet. Forgive us for the times when we have looked down on our brothers and sisters who we think are not doing enough. Forgive us for not praying more fervently for them or seeking ways to encourage them. As your word says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Forgive us for not spending more time with you at your feet. Would you inspire us by your Spirit to find a balance between being a Mary and a Martha? We ask this in your most holy name. Amen.